Opening day, the most important game of the year, or at least it is at that time. We put so much emphasis on the Cubs opening day game, but it's only one of 162. So in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't matter, right? Not so fast. Let's dive into five stats that might shape the way that you watch this year's opening day game in Texas. Hey! Now, when you think of opening day, you probably have a few very specific games and moments that come to mind. Maybe it's Kosuke Fukudome hitting a game-tying bomb off of Eric Gagne in 2008.
Deep right center, back toward the wall is Gwynn. That ball is gone!
Yes!
Or maybe it's Ian Happ hitting the first pitch of the season out to right in 2018.
Drive to right!
Go, baby!
What were you saying, JD?
Yes, sir!
Gone!
Or maybe it's Nico Horner's hope-filled home run against Corbin Burns to start a desperate 2022 season.
Drilled out towards left center field, pretty well started. Nico Horner, line drive homer into the bleachers.
Either way, I will bet that those memories feel very fresh in your mind, right? Now, why is that? It's because we wait 5 to 6 long months for meaningful baseball, for God's sake. We have all this pent-up excitement and expectations that have literally clogged up inside of us like a lava in a volcano. Opening day in our minds is more memorable than our birthdays, Christmas, and Easter combined. Heck, unless you win the World Series, get married, or have a kid, it's probably the highlight of your year. And for that reason, we, as clinically crazy, irrationally optimistic, overly emotional, and hypercritical Cubs fans, put way too much importance on opening day. So I sought out to discover just how much of a story the first game of the year can tell us. What events create a domino effect, which moments really matter, and honestly, what should we and should we not give two shits about? So after diving into some of the data over the last couple days, I have some really cool findings that I want to share with you for the last 10 to 20 years on opening days. My first and most obvious question, does winning on opening day matter? Looking at the last 20 years, the Cubs are 11-9 in opening day games. During those 20 years, surprisingly, Chicago has actually had 11 winning seasons and 9 losing seasons. But as you probably guessed, they didn't line up pound for pound. As you can see on your screen, all the years the Cubs had winning records, they're highlighted in blue. All the years that they had losing records, they're highlighted in red. And if you see an asterisk next to the record, that means they made the playoffs that year. That happened 7 times during the 20-year span. To put all this together very simply, in the past 20 years, in seasons the Cubs finished the year higher than 500, they were 7-4 on those respective opening day games. And in the 13 years the Cubs didn't make the playoffs, they won 8 of those opening day games and lost 5. But in seasons that they did make the playoffs, they only won 3 and lost 4 of the 7 opening day games. Now, only one of these years really truly counts, and that is, of course, the 2016 World Series season. In that year, the Cubs and Jake Arrieta spanked the Angels on opening day 9-0. But if you were to generalize all of this information, the conclusion is that winning on opening day doesn't matter when it comes to a playoff race. However, the numbers do show that winning on opening day is potentially a great way to predict a winning season. My next question will reveal stat number 2 and 3. How does opening day impact a player's results for that season? We forget that MLB players are humans. They have emotions just like the rest of us. And because of that, momentum can be a real factor right out of the gate. So to find out how much a player was impacted negatively or positively by the results on opening day, I looked at 2 different categories. Number 1, the starting pitcher. And number 2, the top performing offensive player for the season opener. After that, I looked at the end of the year stats that mattered the most for that player. For pitchers, it was ERA and innings pitched. For position players, I looked at OPS and accolades like Gold Gloves and All-Stars mainly. Then I compared the stats to their career averages. For example, John Lester's career ERA is 3.66. So if he had an ERA that year that was over 3.66, I was led to believe that he was negatively impacted by his season opener. If his ERA was under 3.66, I believe it was impacted positively. All right, let's take a look at this from the last 10 years, and I'll start with the hitters. Again, I only picked the top performing hitter from opening day. Now, 8 out of 9 times, they went on to have seasons that were better than their career average. FYI, I only said 9 times instead of 10, because in 2015, the Cubs were held to just 2 hits and shut out by the Pirates, so no one did well that day. So basically, a great performance by a hitter on opening day seemed to carry good momentum towards them having a solid season. As for pitchers, it was actually the opposite. When a pitcher had a bad opening day or a good opening day, it really was a wild card from there. 7 out of the last 10 years, a Cubs starting pitcher had a solid opening day start, meaning they threw at least 5 innings and allowed 2 runs or less. But only 3 of those 7 pitchers went on to have seasons that were better than their career average. On the flip side, if a Cubs starter did not do well, that didn't forecast much of anything. In the 3 starts where Cubs starters performed poorly, 2 of those pitchers went on to have above average seasons. Long story short, it seems like pitchers are not impacted nearly as much as the top performing hitter from opening day. The 4th stat is actually my favorite, and it deals with the lineup. We put so much emphasis on what will the lineup look like for opening day. We ask this question and we overanalyze it to the death. It's almost like we think the opening day lineup is permanent for all 162 games. We know it's not. So I asked myself, how many of the starting 9 players on opening day were gone by the end of the season or couldn't hack it and played less than half of that season? I felt like this stat would actually provide the most clarity than all the other questions I sought to answer. My theory was that if a team has a stable lineup throughout the year, that probably means it's producing. And if it's not producing, guys are probably getting traded, demoted, or DFA'd. And the results were in, and they were pretty eye-opening. So what you're seeing is the number of players who were in the starting 9 on opening day and either ended up wearing a different jersey by the end of the season or didn't play at least 81 games for the Cubs that year. And of course, we didn't count 2020. In 8 of the 19 years, 3 players or more ended up being a non-factor for the entire season. There were only 4 seasons that the Cubs starting 9 played a significant role for the entire 162, and another 4 seasons where only 1 player did not play a significant role for all 162. In 5 of the 8 seasons, if the Cubs saw at least 8 of their 9 starters on the team and playing over 81 games that year, they made the postseason. So it turns out my theory was right. Now, assuming there are no major injuries in 2024, I feel pretty good about the Cubs starting 9 going into this year. Last year, we could not say the same things with so many question marks and guys like Trey Mancini, Eric Hosmer, and Miles Mastroboni getting the start. But this season, I would be surprised if 8 of the expected 9 starters are not playing a significant role for the entire year. If we follow that assumption, it is realistic and likely to expect a playoff berth. And the last stat, I researched how the location of opening day impacts the season. Now, let's be extremely honest, it probably doesn't. But it's still fun to think it does. In 8 of the previous 20 years, the Cubs have started the season at home. In 4 of the 8 years that they started at home, they ended the season above 500, and 3 of those years, they went to the playoffs. Now, in 7 of the 12 years that they started on the road, they ended the season above 500, and 4 of those years, they went on to play in the playoffs as well. And because the Cubs are opening this year against the Rangers, we have to look at the glaring stat that we should all be extremely overdramatic about. Both years they played in the state of Texas to start the season, they had a winning season, but they didn't make the playoffs. Do they break that trend this year? We'll find out in 162 games. So this might have relaxed you for opening day, or it might have put even more pressure on your Cubs watching experience. Either way, go Cubs go, and make sure you watch my predictions for the starting lineup before the season gets underway in Arlington.